Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I forgot to say, I meant to admit that I was wrong from the last episode that we had where Mando did know who Moff Gideon was. Remember I was saying, mm-hmm. No, he didn't. I was wrong. Yeah. Because I actually went back. Well, I just wanted to be a man and verify it, but I forgot. I forgot to do it on while it was recording. Oh. Well, good. Yeah, I was wrong last episode.
This is the way.
The Frames Per Second Podcast. Fire.
This is the way.
What's going on? It's your boy Nicky Duce, a.k.a. Mr. No Disrespect, and you now tune in to the Frames Per Second Podcast. In this episode, we are continuing on our weekly recaps of the hit Disney Plus series, The Mandalorian, and we got a full crew almost today. Well, B's back, so I always consider the full crew when B's back in town. How you doing, man?
I'm good. What's going on with you?
Pretty good. Glad to have you back. This episode, we're covering season two week to week, and we're on episode four now, halfway through the season. Mike, what is this called? The Sage or is it the Siege? I'm just fucking with you. Okay.
Where do y'all get the name from?
It's on the episode.
It is?
When you watch
it. Yeah, when you click on it, the name of it is right there. When you watch the episode.
He basically tell you to read.
Literally, when you click on it.
Man, I just see the episode.
Yeah, oh, I know what you're talking about. You see the
number. It says episode 12.
Yeah.
Y'all going to say that?
No, mine says it on the
box. Yes, on the little box, yeah.
The thing you click, it says Siege.
Mine says 12.
And I'm almost positive on the actual episode itself, the title flashes up.
Yeah, it flashes up.
Yeah. After it says The Mandalorian, it says
The Siege.
And it says or like whatever, like The Marshal. You need to stop working while you're watching the show, man.
No, I'm
or staring
attention.
At Dom while you're watching the show. Put Dom away for a minute.
Man, mine says the episode number.
But I'm saying when you're watching the actual episode itself,
the name of it comes up. Mm-hmm.
The title of the episode will
come up. I'm not saying y'all are wrong or anything. I'm just saying that I didn't really pay attention to it.
I'm just cracking up that you haven't noticed this for a season and a half.
I thought that was a thing. What was it? Was it Walking Dead that does it? Where it be, you have to go somewhere to see what the titles are?
Yeah, Walking Dead, you have to search it out.
I thought this was the same way.
Mm-mm. Nah, they make it crystal clear.
You know what? I'm gonna take a picture of it so y'all can see if that's on y'all's. Y'all's don't say the episode number.
Bro, you the only one. You ain't got to prove it to us.
Yeah, y'all got to prove that Disney Plus.
You got me doubting myself now. I don't know. But I know it definitely says it in the actual episode.
Okay, I got you there. I'm talking about
but it
now,
says it on the thing.
Now I'm doubting myself. I don't know.
You got to. I don't trust you. Your shit.
Yeah, because
your shit bootleg as fuck. I got the real Disney Plus.
I got Disney Plus.
No, you got Disney with a little.
You got Disney minus.
Disney divide.
Oh, man.
Don't worry about how I watch it. I see the episodes. That's all y'all need to know. we're in the fourth episode, halfway through the season. And we start off like how we start off most episodes with Mando and Baby Yoda fooling around in Razor Crest. But I feel like this episode, we got a little bit more of their relationship. But what were your overall thoughts on this episode?
Look at Mike looking at me.
I already know.
I absolutely rolled my eyes like I said I was going mm-hmm. to do if this happened again. But with that said, I'm not, even though I rolled my eyes again, like I quickly got over it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still think this show can't miss. I do still wish that there was more of a pivot. Not saying that there wasn't, but it still was on that same,
the same old bullshit.
Same outline. And I'm just, you know, I just want to see something different for a change. You know what I'm saying? You know, I feel like we got something different on the last season, like midway through, you know. But, yeah, this was more the same good, I'll say that.
What about you, B?
Yeah, I thought it was a cool episode. I really fucks with Baby Yoda. I feel like Baby Yoda is like the star of this season. I feel like he is really? Yes. Like I feel like we're seeing more Baby Yoda this season than the last season.
Or see him do like be him be him.
Yeah.
Like we're seeing his personality.
I think I don't know. I feel like we're seeing more Baby Yoda this season. I
don't agree with that. I don't think we've been saying that. We've been saying that he hasn't been as prominent as before. They kind of moving away from.
You think so on this one? I feel like
not,
we're seeing.
Not on this one per se, but just in general. Well, not on this one too. Yeah,
I'm really? I feel like I'm seeing. Going into the season, I feel like we've been seeing more of Yoda. Seeing more of his personality more in this season than the last season.
But I will say that they're coming back around to that storyline. I will say that. But that's it. Yeah. That's all I got.
But yeah, I thought it was a cool episode. I mean, yeah, it definitely was. I agree, Rod. It does give me the same of the more of the same. We kind of been here already, but I'm still, you know, loving the action for the ride. And stuff. Yeah. I'm just here for the ride.
How about you, Mike? This episode was amazing. I don't know what the fuck these fools talking about. This episode really just opened up so much shit. But even outside of
again.
That.
Again.
Huh?
Again.
Again what?
You said that last time it opened up so much shit. So it's like opening up more shit.
Yeah.
He's saying where the shit at.
He said if it's keep opening up
the shit.
I got the shit.
This is another one of those episodes. I'm trying to remember the last episode. What was the last one? Jesus Christ.
The last one was
about, oh, yeah.
So,
Frog Lady and all that.
But this one, I mean, we'll get into it, of course. Mm. But this one is, again, it's telling you what the story is. Mm-hmm. Y'all were saying last time, you know, we need to get going with the story. I'm like, well, they're doing that. And I think it's just, it's not going fast enough for certain people, which is fine. I get it. Because a lot of people didn't like this episode. I know you didn't. Really? I know you didn't say you didn't like it.
Oh yeah.
But a lot of people legit did not like it.
Oh really?
That's yeah, shocking.
A lot Damn. Of people. But I was like, this episode was fucking great. The action was great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved this one, man.
It felt like Star Wars.
It did.
It did.
Yeah.
What about you, Ken?
Oh, man, I love this shit, man.
You're here for the ride.
Yeah, man. This shit was so fucking good. By the time I got through the end of it.
Okay. What about you? Do you ever answer this question?
No. I do.
It's a good one, though.
I do be.
It's a good one. He doesn't.
Yeah, man. Did you fuck with this episode?
I like it. I like it a lot. I wish we would get longer episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Because yeah. when it's episodes like this, it's like
that 30 minutes go by like
it. It goes by so quick, and yeah. then and it makes you have. And I think it helps that sometimes when it is short because it makes you focus on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you'd be like, man, I want more. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You're going to stop right here.
Yeah. And all this pisses you off.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what, though? I like, I started watching Rebels, because I said I was last week, and it kind of reset my expectations on this show, because it's just live action.
Cartoon.
Not Rebels, a cartoon. I think, yeah, you said that last week. It's just live-action cartoon. So I started to be a little bit more tolerant of the 30-minute episode because the cartoons kind of do that to you, you know, a little bit. Yeah.
So you're now you're going
But
in,
the
you're
story
going
is just a little
that.
Bit more tighter. And if there's – or it'll end with the cliffhanger and then say part two. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, yeah, you pretty much – you're mentally you're going into it kind of expecting.
Yeah.
Like that don't bother you now pretty much. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It bothers me. I'm like you, Nick. I'm like, man, I want more.
I only got that thought because Mike was telling me about Dave Filoni and how he's behind it and how he did all that. And I'm like, well, he just wants to recreate. If that's what he's just recreating, then it's just
and
that's what it is.
It's just, and yeah, and that was the other thing because I remember you saying Dave Filoni was involved because I don't really sometimes pay attention to the credits and the producers.
Mm-hmm.
And but now that I've been watching Mandalorian, I hear his name all the time. I was like, oh. Dave Filoni, he did this shit too. And but yeah, I think I made it through the fourth episode with the old masters and the Inquisitor showed up.
Man. Just keep I'm telling Bro. You, it gets better.
Wait,
man.
He's talking about Rebels.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
It gets better and better and better. And I'm telling you, all of that shit, it's gonna tie in.
Anyway, let's go.
But yeah, like I was saying, we start off with Mando and Baby Yoda, and I think me and B on the same page, like seeing Mando trying to teach Baby Yoda how to do some mechanical shit. Like, that, I was like, oh, man, I fuck with this little nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know he older than me, but he's still a little nigga. Like, I like how, again, like, you're seeing Mando get more comfortable with him. You even seen him, like, when they was eating soup together. Like, he started I thought he was almost going to take his helmet off, but he didn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how he's comfortable around him. And I think he's getting Mando out of his shell.
Do you think that's him getting him out of that shell or the whole interaction kind of messing with him with Bo-Katan?
That's a good question. Oh, elaborate on that.
So you know how Bo-Katan say, "Look, you like that? That ain't the way." Basically, you know, what I'm saying?
One way.
That's one way, but you know, just because you keep it on doesn't mean that isn't the Mandalorian way per se. Mm. So, like, do you think you know that's kind of
getting into his psyche,
a little bit, and chill he's out just a little like bit. Chilling out a little bit. I'm sure he wants to take that fucking helmet off.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
He's sleeping on probably too.
I'm sure he wants to take it off, so he's like, "Oh shit, it's cool. Okay, yeah, let me drink this soup real quick." You know what I'm saying?
You're not gonna tell, right? Because it's cute because they show how Baby Yoda was even looking up at him. Mm-hmm. Like, you really not gonna take this shit off?
Right, right.
She already told your ass you ain't got away.
She told you, bro, take it off.
Well, the way I looked at that, I think he was trying to see who was up under the suit.
Oh, because he hasn't seen him, huh?
Right.
No. Yeah, because exactly. So, I didn't look at it that way that you guys look. I thought he was trying to get a peek too.
Yeah, I'm with you. Like, he hasn't seen his face at all because in the first season he wasn't in the room when he took his helmet off.
Mm.
So he probably is like, "Man, come on, bro. Like, we cool, man. Like, it's been like a year."
Right.
He probably like, "I'm hideous."
But I guess, you know, yeah, B, you're right. They are giving him like little additional things mm-hmm. to do to kind of mm-hmm. flesh out his personality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it just shows that he is getting older. And it's kind of also giving you a little bit of a timeline to it. Well, not really.
Yeah, not really.
Yeah, not
well,
really.
Because he don't really age normally. Yeah. So I don't even know what is older for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
But yeah, obviously, if you counting on Baby Yoda to help you repair some shit, the ship is damaged as fuck. I know one of y'all brought it up last episode. He's in a fucking hoopty now. And he said the line that I think we were all anticipating. It's like, I need some help from some old friends. So
I told y'all.
He goes back to Navarro. Was it Navarro?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And meets up with Cara Dune and Billy Dee Williams.
Hardy har har.
What did y'all think about that reunion and all that?
I was so concerned for that little squirrel creature.
I know, right?
Yeah, man, I'm like, damn, man, don't chop the little thing head off, man.
I thought it was his pet at first. He was like, "Oh, okay, I'll be good as hell tonight."
I knew exactly what it was.
Yep.
And then when he pulled the ass up, I was like, "Dang, Star Wars about to get down like that." They never do. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, I don't know how they do it. It's just like mm-hmm. there's this concern that I have for these little throwaway characters and stuff like that. Same thing with the frog lady, now this little fairy thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I thought it was cool though.
Did y'all notice that this is like a backdoor pilot for a character?
Hmm?
It's a what? Like a backdoor pilot for a spinoff.
What is
this episode?
What are you talking about? No.
Like with Cara Dune, you see how they focused on her mostly throughout this episode, and we saw that was the first time we got mm-hmm. it from someone else's perspective outside of Mando's.
So that
what about what happened with her? You talking about at the end?
Everything. This whole episode.
Oh, so that was.
So as soon as she come on the scene, it goes basically to like her episode.
I mean, I did notice that they focused on her a lot, but I didn't know this was like a precursor to that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Even with how the ending was, how
I understand how it ended, but I didn't know it was like all to kind of push that story forward. Like, why would they do that middle of the season?
Well, because you're saying you think next episode is gonna be a Cara Dune episode?
No, it's a spinoff show.
Like, this is like, you know how like in the Cosby Show they had that episode where Denise went to Hellman for a little bit, and then that was the pilot for A Different World.
I don't think anybody wants that.
When is that supposed to come out?
I don't know, but that's why they had this.
Wait, are you saying this because you think it or you read it somewhere?
I read it and I believe that's what the direction is going. I don't know if it's still, that was the original direction. I don't know if it's still being greenlit.
Did someone legit from the company say this, or is this just
not
like
yet?
Because I don't think they're going to keep Cara Dune because she's getting herself in trouble right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think she may have axed the whole thing, but they still have to show.
I don't think
episode.
She's getting her show because she keeps fucking up.
Mm.
Like in her personal life, you know, so especially like just recently, she's talking about like white supremacist shit. So I don't think they're gonna.
Oh, word!
Yeah,
you're talking about the actor.
Yeah,
yes, the actor. Yeah, not Cara Dune herself.
Yeah. I was like, they got white supremacists in Star Wars.
They got God damn! Man.
And she can't fucking
get rid of them motherfuckers.
Right. Gotta go to a whole different galaxy, right. And these motherfuckers still here.
Damn.
Nah, she's fucking things up. So I don't think she's gonna get her own show.
But that was the original plan before all that shit happened.
Gotcha.
That's why this episode was like,
I'm sorry, what did she say about white supremacists?
You've heard the new app Parler?
Yeah.
She was talking. She's joined Parler and was giving out her Parler username.
What?
Wow.
And before that, she was like, you know, being very disrespectful towards trans people. And then there was like a Black Lives Matter issue with her. So yeah, she's fucking up.
Wow.
So
damn. Well, I hope them 10 billion plus people on Parler take care of her when she gets let go.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what she get, I guess. But we see Kara again, and obviously she's kicking ass like she usually is. But Rod, to your point, that's how Mando gets sucked back into this shit. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like Mando's kind of getting he's starting to notice like everybody keep doing this shit.
Motherfucker always using me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why he got mad at Carl Weathers. Like, bruh,
mm-hmm.
What the fuck you getting? Like, what's up? I thought you was already doing some peaceful shit. Why you need to take this base? And he was like, well, we can make the galaxy even better. So, and he was like, and you got time? Should we working on your ship? So it's kind of like, it's weird that even his friends kind of use him for missions and shit to get they stuff done.
Like, but even Baby, he didn't even want to take Baby Yoda to that classroom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, once again, I got worried because as soon as he said, oh, yeah, we can leave the Baby Yoda with the kids, mm-hmm. I was like, don't do that. I'm talking to the TV. Like, yeah, so.
But Baby
like,
Yoda got to socialize. You know, you got to put him in school.
I know, but it just always seemed like one of those things where, you know, you leave him there. I mean they kind of sort of did it. They played on the idea that they left the kid there. So,
right.
I guess.
Last time we left him here, like, he got in trouble.
Yeah. You know. That shit was funny when he was messing with that. When he was looking at that kid trying to get them cookies.
You gonna give me one of these motherfucking cookies?
He put his little hand on. The girl's like, no.
I was like, how you gonna deny a little baby like
that? Oh, he wants one cookie.
My favorite part was when he was looking at him, and then he did.
You know what I want.
Right.
You know what I want.
Right.
He was like, well, you want this?
He was like, no.
No.
Just like a kid.
Asshole.
Just
like
a stingy. Yep.
God damn.
Just like a
kids are stingy.
Yep. He should have force choked her like he did Kara in that last season. She's like, give me a motherfucking cookie. Got
he did chuck her ass up.
Yeah, damn. He did. Because she was arm wrestling Mando. He was like, you can't mess with my daddy.
Right.
Get off my daddy.
I fucks with Baby Yoda, man.
That bitch.
Yeah, I fucks with Baby Yoda, man.
But Mike, what did you think about the mission they were on, the Imperial mission?
Man, that shit was so. The second they were, I mean, we all knew that was going to happen. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about Rod when I was watching. I was like, man, I bet Rod and your friend, Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley.
I was like, man, I bet Rod and Ashley mad as fuck right now. But, you know, when they were like, oh, this is an abandoned base.
Yeah.
And there's still some Imperial troops, like, lingering around. I'm like, of course there are.
Mm-hmm.
Mando's here. So, of course, there's something going on that you have to take care of. Mm-hmm. But I liked the mission, man. I thought it was interesting. Mm-hmm. What they were doing.
Why would you say that?
Because when she said that this is where the troops that Moff Gideon had, my mind was like, so Moff Gideon was probably there at some point. So there's something at that base. I knew for, God damn it, man. If I headbutt this motherfucker.
I know, right?
is there a video? Fuck.
No, it's no video.
Oh, good.
Yes, I was like, man, damn it. I was like, there's no way that it's just a matter of they're going to go there and it's just, oh, we're going to shut this thing down and it blows up and we leave. I was thinking, I was like, there's got to be some cool shit there. There's got to be something going on there. Because I don't think they would have made a specific point to say when Moff Gideon showed up with those troopers, that's where they came from.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, this is about to be good.
Yeah, I thought the same thing too. I was like, it ain't empty. Like, there's a reason why these motherfuckers are still there. Like,
right.
Like, it just played out so easily, but I still was excited, like, what kind of shit are they going to find? What kind of shit are they going
to
get into?
I wasn't expecting what we found, but I was definitely expecting something to be there.
But did you think it was kind of like a, I don't know if it's just me, B, or you had the same thoughts, but like a trap in a way? Like, because it seems so easy and shit like that, you know what I mean? Like,
trapped by who?
By,
I don't know, because I feel like Mando was kind of paranoid, even though he was cool with everybody, like, something's up.
I think he's always paranoid, though.
I don't think he was paranoid in that regard, because she's the Marshal now. She's there. Wait, was this the Marshal?
Yeah, she's the Marshal now.
The episode wasn't called the Marshal?
No, that was two episodes back.
Okay.
The first episode was
Confused like a Motherfucker.
Her first episode, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because she's been in charge. So, I mean, if she's been in charge, things should be on open up, is what I would think. So, I can't see her double crossing
Mando. Nah, he trusts them.
Mando, yeah.
He totally trusts them.
I can see him not trusting
the black dude.
Yeah, what's his
name? I think
he's
over Grief Karga.
I can see him still just kind of being a little.
That's what I felt. That's
a little shady.
But because what's her name?
Cara Dune.
Cara Dune was there. I think he was fine.
But I don't know. I think he's over the not trusting Grief Karga because Grief Karga knows that he has Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
But he still called him and said, "Yo, I need help. Can you fix my ship?" And I don't think that part really had anything to do with Cara Dune, because I don't even know if we knew for a fact that. That Mando knew Cara Dune was still with him.
No, remember at the end of the season, they was like, "We gonna stay here since you kicked everybody else out."
Yeah, but I mean that's we have to expect that it's been months, at least months, if not a year. She could have left at any point.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it hasn't been a year now.
I mean, has it not?
I don't think so.
I mean, they cleaned up the entire planet. I can't imagine that shit happened overnight. And then they built a whole little city there. I mean.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
They gentrified the whole place.
They did.
They really did.
They did.
It probably was
the story's moving up fast. Yeah,
it probably was a year.
When it comes to these kind of shows, I usually just expect that it's been like a really long time in between seasons. I feel like unless it's showing back-to-back episodes, you kind of have to just expect.
That's right.
That it's been a while.
I forgot we're in a different season now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But Ken, did you think that like this episode probably has some of the best action sequences, as far as like once we're on the base and once they kind of discover what's going on at the base and then like escaping, like what did you think of those scenes?
No, I think it was in line with you know, typical Star Wars, you know, watching it. I felt like I was watching a damn Star Wars movie, you know, towards the end, especially when them fucking TIE fighters and all the other shit came out. So I do feel that I got a real movie feel from this.
Shit, even before then, when they were running through the halls, that's Star Wars all day.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yep.
They're running through the halls.
Through the ship, in the ship.
Oh, shooting up all the stormtroopers.
Yeah, that's like
some of them motherfuckers hit his ass too.
Yeah, they did.
Finally,
yeah.
Like bing, bing.
Yeah, they probably saw the complaints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there were a lot of. What'd you say?
They probably saw the complaints.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Yeah. there were definitely a lot of New Hope callbacks in this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna go to you, Mike, as far as like throughout that whole
keep
part
going to Mike.
Well, because I'm gonna explain this shit.
Right, you gonna watch the shows?
Which Mike, I was gonna ask you.
Right, you gonna watch the shows? I'll go to you too if you got Mike. The expert. You want to be just as clueless as me? I gotta go to the
no,
expert.
He might have caught some of them. What'd you catch?
I didn't even hear the question.
Callbacks.
I was just
to New Hope.
Callbacks to the New Hope. I mean, no, I wasn't saying that. I was just talking about like just in general. Don't pay me no attention. Yeah, Mike, we all know Mike got that.
I thought I'd been quiet for the most part this episode.
Yeah, what's the callbacks? Shit, I want to know.
I mean, up until the point where we're talking about the show right now, there was, you know, the part where they're in that speeder. If you look at that side by side with Luke when he was in his speeder, it's like,
wow.
Totally on point. I mean, I'm sure you caught Rey's hairstyle on the one little girl in the school. I was just like, whatever. Are we at the part where they're turning off the... No, we're not at that part yet.
Yeah, we're talking about that part as far as the turning up the heat and all that shit.
Yeah, like that was clearly a direct reference to when Obi-Wan was at the Death Star. Remember he was trying to turn off the tractor beam?
Mm-hmm.
And there was that same type of setup where he had to walk across that little thing. And
oh,
then,
yeah.
And it even made the same sound. It's like that.
Damn.
I thought some of the screens were like that, like the old Star Wars.
Some of the what?
Some of the screens when he felt like, when like the stormtroopers were falling. Like,
oh, they kept saying things like, you know, there they are, blast them.
Right.
That's directly
from New Hope.
From New Hope. Okay. Even the part where he comes out and he gets shot in the back and he's flying up, like that whole part looks just like that scene where Luke and Leia had to like throw the grappling thing and swing across.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. It's like the same thing. Mm. So, I mean, those were direct references, clearly, at least to me.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
I would assume it was on purpose. I mean,
Yeah, I didn't
get it if it wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't catch none of that. I mean, I was just captured in the moment. I was like, shit, get away.
Yeah, run, motherfucker.
You're talking about in the ship, right?
Yeah.
Not them driving to the ship because they had to basically bribe. I don't even know if it was bribe, but force the guy.
Mithras, whatever the fuck is
to come help him out by knocking.
Mithral, that's it.
Yeah, by knocking years off his sentence and shit. He was actually, you know, pretty funny at times.
I ain't like him. I liked seeing him.
Yeah.
You ain't like him? Nick?
The only funny part he has once he saw Mando, all that steam came out of his face.
Nah. The funniest part to me was when he told him to go turn the heat down, the cooling. And then he got ready to go on and he tapped that thing.
He said, there's no guardrail on this motherfucker.
There's no guardrail.
I hope y'all know that shit.
That was funny.
Because that's some shit I feel like I would do. I'm like, this motherfucker's stable. So, yeah.
Yeah, he got a little aggravated to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I liked him in this episode. I thought he was cool.
It was a little too much.
Because he was useless. He was over there pretending to shoot. When he was, man, when they was after all, they killed the stormtrooper, he'll come back around like, nigga,
that ain't true. Watch it again. He caught that motherfucker without even aiming at him.
When he was ducking down, he popped up, bow.
I know, he caught one motherfucker.
He's not a
warrior.
That's
not useless, yeah.
But he was like the techie guy.
Yep.
They couldn't even got inside without him.
He wasn't useless.
Yeah. They have Mando because he flew up, remember?
Flew up and got
Mando did. The rest of them didn't. So he would have to come down and get them to take him back up, come down, get
no,
him.
No, he opened up the thing.
I thought Mithral did.
Nah, he was trying to.
He opened up another one. I think he opened up another door, and I know he did the little thing to get Moff Gideon.
He didn't open up the first door at the beginning?
Nah, because he was trying, and then Mando ended up opening up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. I remember that.
He was taking too long.
Oh, because he had the little thing that wasn't cutting through.
Yeah.
Right. He said
yeah.
It wasn't made for that. Y'all are right.
Yeah.
Because remember when they went up, he saw that ship. And he was like, oh, man, you know how much we can get for that off the black market?
Mm-hmm.
That's
some nigga shit.
That is. Straight up. You know,
hey, bro, we can sell this motherfucker right here.
See, I liked him. I from the second they showed him, when he showed up and he bust that little dust
That's what
out.
He was saying.
Oh, sorry.
That was the only
I was putting the thing on Instagram for y'all. But, yeah, I mean. You remember when he said that in the other season? He said something about if you've never seen a Mithral or whatever the fuck their name is, evacuate their thorax. Because at first I was like, what the fuck was that supposed to be? But then if you go back and no one's going to do that. But if you go and like look, like that's what that was a reference to. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, though, but it looked like a fart to me. I don't know.
Yeah, like he shit himself.
Because I was like, what the fuck? I had to like look it up myself. I was like, what the fuck was that supposed to be?
Yeah, I didn't get it either.
But, Rob, what did you think about as far as what they ended up discovering when they were on the ship and how they, I think this is when they're leaving after they turned up the heat and they see some guys trying to destroy some data and whatnot.
It looked like mutated like bodies, innocent in a way, is what it kind of looked like to me, which then made me think of like Cloak. Was that his name?
Who?
From,
did you say?
What was it? What was his name? Snoke. It made me think of Snoke.
Oh.
When I saw those bodies, I was like, I wonder if that's tied to like Snoke because they looked a little deformed,
yeah,
or whatever.
You wasn't thinking about Baby Yoda at all. You was thinking about somebody else, like another.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about Baby Yoda. It's just like you asked me when they found it. Yeah. I was like, you know, it made me think of like cloning and Snoke. That's what those were the two things that came to my mind. I didn't know what it was or whatever, but I just those are the two things that came to my mind when I saw it.
What'd you think, Mike?
Same.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, I thought it was Snoke. Because when you're listening to the I think his name's Pershing, the guy that was talking about, he was talking to Moff Gideon, and I thought all of that was interesting when he said that the subject had a very high M count, which is obviously midichlorians. Then he said, but the volunteer, we can't keep injecting the volunteer because it's not taking, et cetera, et cetera. So first of all, I was like, okay, who the fuck is the volunteer? That's weird. Who is that person? But then, yeah, when they showed the tanks, I mean, I think I said, well, most people are saying from the first season that there's going to be some sort of cloning involved here. But when they showed the thing in the tank, I was like, oh, that's Snoke. That's like an early version of Snoke. So then it makes you think, okay, fuck, does this mean
that the whole cloning process of Snoke and Palpatine mm-hmm. all came from Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Which, that's why I was saying, this, again, is opening up a huge story. Like, does that is that where this whole thing started? I mean, I have another theory that I can't get to yet mm-hmm. until we talk about the end, but I was like, man, if all of this came from this being that we see as cute and good, but mm-hmm. from that we got these evil things.
When did this take place again?
This is 5 years after Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
Now, I don't remember how far after Return of the Jedi...
seven starts?
Huh?
Like from episode 6 to 7?
Yeah, I don't know what the time period is there. Gotcha. I can't remember.
I feel like they said... I got to look at it again, but I feel like it might be just 20 years before we get Rey.
Yeah, I would think it would have to be because Rey's mm-hmm. got to be at least 18 or something like that, yeah. right?
Mm-hmm. Maybe she was in the school.
But the school doesn't exist yet, right? Because I was my understanding that Luke started the school for Ben, like to help Ben figure out what he was going to do.
I didn't know if that was for Ben. I think he already had the school. I can't remember.
I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah, I can't remember.
You're right, Mike. It's 5 years after the Return of the Jedi.
Yeah, but I'm saying I don't know how far
Return of the Jedi that
Force Awakens is after Return of the Jedi. I don't remember. Any way you look at it, I thought that this reveal was fucking crazy. We now know that these guys were definitely cloning.
Mm-hmm.
We know that they were using Baby Yoda's midichlorians to create some sort of being that's Force-sensitive. Because they've been saying before that you couldn't clone Force-sensitive beings. So when they were cloning Snoke and Palpatine in episode 9, I was like, this is fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all keep breaking the fucking rules with every movie. Just because you can't figure out what to do. Now what I think they're doing is they're trying to fix those fuck-ups.
Mm-hmm.
Because you watched Clone Wars. Clone Wars made people think about the prequels in a better light.
Mm-hmm.
What this show is now trying to do is make people think about the sequel trilogy in a better light. So they're fixing certain things.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're explaining how they were able to clone Force-sensitive beings. And it starts with, I mean, we can assume at least that it's partly from Baby Yoda.
And I read an article that said that they also used this to fix something that happened in Solo about the lightning when he was trying to go through the planet. Mm-hmm. There was this maelstrom or whatever. And in the Clone Wars and Rebels, I believe they said it didn't exist. But in Solo, it did. And they said that because the guy, the droid that was talking, said that the... Kessel.
Oh, he's talking about Kessel, yeah.
Yeah, rotates around three moons or something like that. And that each moon, I think is what they're alluding to, creates a different type of environment, on the planet or around the planet. I've seen the article.
Yeah. I caught the Kessel reference, but I didn't know what the fuck they were talking about.
Because I was like, why are they, like, going into so, like, letting us hear all of the details?
Yeah.
Of this planet and what they're teaching. Mm-hmm. I thought that was, like, for them to hang on that long was interesting. And I thought, it was just Dave Filoni or whoever just, mm-hmm. Feeding the Star Wars fans because they, latch on to that sort of stuff.
I've only watched Solo a few times, so I would have totally missed that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, yeah. So maybe that's part of it, too. They're trying to fix people's perception mm-hmm. of Solo as well.
Yep. They're fixing certain things. That's what it said. The headline fits a sneaky fits in Solo or mm-hmm. canon or something like that.
That makes sense.
But, Ken, before we get to the ending, I wanted to get your thoughts on just, like, one last Baby Yoda reference as far as when they're running away after they blow up the base and Mando comes in to save the day, but Baby Yoda's in the back seat, like, having his hands up like it's a roller coaster ride.
You're just skipping over all kinds of shit, huh?
God damn. So hold that thought. But when them motherfuckers ran out, you talking about when they had to escape?
Yeah, that was like the dopest part of the episode. Nick, like, man, fuck all that.
Mm-hmm. I thought you mentioned something about as far as like the TIE fighters and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. But I didn't go into detail because I figured we were going to get to it because this was the part that made the fucking shit amazing.
Yeah, man.
Like, because I knew they were going to get in that damn ship.
Yep. Otherwise, why'd he mention it?
Right, exactly. And when he got in that motherfucker and that motherfucker jumped off and was gone, I was like, these motherfuckers hauling ass.
I thought it could fly. I didn't think it just hovered.
That's what made me like, oh shit.
And then the motherfucking speeders came down
that
too.
That shit was so fucking dope, man. When the door opened and the scout troopers came out on the speeder bike. Man. And then the part where the two crashed.
Yeah. That was such a
nah, everything's goofy.
Nah, it was good, but I was like, why did they have to make them crash?
Such a dope little like detail to throw in there. Like they're fucking flying down the side of a mountain. Right. If they just all landed down there clean.
Because
I thought they were the how they hopped off like shit. We
exactly.
Ain't. I thought it was.
That's not real life though, bro.
But they made it real. Like, right. It's like, real life. These motherfuckers ain't gonna just jump on that shit and be like, motherfucking, you know.
Right.
You know, no, the motherfuckers, some of the motherfuckers gonna die.
Right. Yeah. I thought somebody that was a great
That's
detail.
Why cuz look back like these dumbass niggas.
Somebody ain't gonna make it.
Right.
Yeah, man. That chase,
That shit was intense.
I thought it was over for him.
That shit was so intense, man.
You always think something's over.
I know. Damn.
Bro, I'm ready.
Jesus.
I didn't think it was over. I just wanted to see how it wasn't going to be over.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
I thought he was going to lose Carl Weathers. That's what I thought. I was like, nah,
I did too.
I was like, this is where they killed a black man.
Yeah.
Only when I feel you because there was one moment where it looked like he was going to. I thought he was going to get shot trying to get into the ship.
I thought Mithril, whatever the fuck his name is. I thought he was going to get shot because there was a scene right before the stormtroopers came out. He was running and they made sure to show his back and I was like, oh, they're gonna shoot him in the back.
Oh yeah.
And then they didn't.
Yeah.
I'd have been fine if that happened because we need some kind of casualties.
Yeah.
Because we haven't had any since season one.
You're right.
Yeah, I was getting frustrated with him on that damn cannon though. I'm like, what? Just shoot the motherfucker. I was like, God damn, you acting like a damn stormtrooper.
Yeah. But I guess when you
it makes sense.
Evasive driving. Yeah. So, you know.
Yeah, it goes back to the whole point we were saying about details. Like he's just not gonna just aim it.
Exactly.
Right.
What I thought was stupid though. When you talk about stupid, was when the motherfuckers got beside the goddamn ship.
Shoot,
I was like, well, I kind of get it, but I'm like, all they have to do is just ram your motherfucking ass. Mm-hmm. But that happens in movies in general. But yeah. And then when the motherfucker got on top of the shit, but when them motherfuckers TIE fighters came,
I didn't expect them to come out.
That shit was dope, man. Yeah. Just seeing them take off like that and then going after, man. I was like,
yo, oh shit, what the fuck?
I was a kid, man.
Yeah, me too.
I was sitting there watching. I was a kid.
It's like one of them things you just on for the ride, man. You just watching the shit for the ride.
And when he lost the cannon,
and
he was like, man, we almost there. And then motherfucker had him locked up. I was like, oh shit.
Oh, shit. Yep.
Your ass done.
And then the classic callback of seeing the pilot in there with the black mask on. Like,
the TIE pilot.
Like, damn, that's what the fuck we grew up seeing. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit.
Here come Mando.
Yep.
Boom, boom, boom. Blew that motherfucker up. The music hit.
I'm surprised he
I don't know what I got I was caught up, Mike.
Me too.
I was so caught up, I was like, yeah!
Me too! Me too! I was like, yes! When they show the scene inside and it's Mando and Baby Yoda with the cookies, I was like, man, this fucking show.
Man,
this show is so damn good.
I was like, he did still have them cookies.
Yeah.
Huh? He did still have them cookies.
Yeah, he had the cookies.
Yeah.
Then the shit was all prepared, so he was able to just do his
thing.
That shit was
smoking. That shit was fixed up and everything,
bro. This motherfucker.
I don't know how he got his hands up.
Man,
you're like, come on. Like these little small details, but they're so good.
But speaking of small details, I think one of the best parts when he went up
and he dropped,
he turned around and dropped, but the music went away.
Spin around and start
God damn, that shit was so
And when he hit
good,
it, that music came back in, but the timing
shooting,
of it was so
long, man. This fucking show,
oh,
man.
Oh, man, I was done.
This shit ain't missing, done. Man. This shit is not missing. This show is not missing.
That spin move, I was like, damn. I know somebody's done that, but I can't think of who it is.
Was that a Millennium? Did the Millennium Falcon do that?
No. It can't spin like that. Mm-hmm. I think Anakin might have done that in like one of the prequels or something.
Man.
I know I've seen someone do a spin move like that. I just can't think of right now who it
My
is.
My thing is, how does he maneuver that big ass ship like that?
Because he's motherfucking Mando.
Mandalorian.
Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Shit.
It's like he's good at killing himself, like just combat and just in a ship.
Mm-hmm.
It's like any situation you put him in, he's skilled at killing.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fucking dope, man, how they show that. How he's a skilled fighter.
Was this what, like, that him, Baby Yoda being in the ship, is that what kind of pulled you into him a little bit more towards the end?
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, it was.
He picked up the The cookies.
Yep. And he threw that shit up. He was like, it was fun, wasn't it?
Because I was like, damn, we still got the damn cookies.
Yes. I was like, man, I fucks with Baby Yoda.
One cookie in one hand.
Yeah. I was like, I fucks with Baby Yoda, man.
And to your point, Mike, as far as how much time has passed, I think they both got, like, he's used to that now. Like, he's used to this lifestyle. Where, like, we got, sometimes the ship is just going, we going to go on an adventure and shit.
Yep.
So it's like, yeah, he embraced it. That's why I like, I just like their relationship, man. I'm going to hate to see him go, bro.
I don't think he's going to fully go. I think they're going to come away from him. I don't think he's going to fully go because of what it shows. They kind of brought him back into the fold of things.
You know what's the interesting thing about that as well? Is like, what if his first words is like, Mando? You know, I want to see how Baby Yoda talk without.
You going too damn far.
Yeah, you are. You reaching now, Mr. Fantastic.
I'm just saying.
For real.
Fucking reaching like a motherfucker.
I do not care about Yoda
me either.
Does Yoda naturally talk the way he talk? Like, can he just talk like a regular motherfucker, or does he always got to talk?
No, he always talks in that weird broken English.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back after this quick break.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
But what was your question? It was about...
Now we got to the point of towards the end where we do a callback to the beginning of the episode where when Mando was getting his ship fixed. One of the assistants, look back, like, you could tell, like, oh, this
I knew that.
Yep. It's a sinister-ass nigga. Like, anytime they show someone looking back.
Exactly. Yeah. Who looks back like that for no reason?
Right, right, right.
Right, like, but who are you?
Are you and what are you doing? Why are you looking at me like that? You just saw me walk by. Why are you spinning around again?
But what made that so perfect is that just the way they wrote it, because we all saw it. We all picked up on the cue. And then when he was like, yo, like, oh, shit, Moff Gideon's still alive. Fucking Yoda back at the damn school. Yep. I gotta get there. Yep. So us seeing that, we in my mind, I was like, oh shit, fucking Yoda. He got Yoda. Mm-hmm. He got Baby Yoda.
Me too. That part was so tense.
Yeah. And I didn't know the fucking jetpack can move that damn fast.
I didn't know he could go. I didn't know
too.
He could fly really with it. I thought he could just like
you remember the first season?
I didn't know he could fly that far. Cause she was like you can get there faster in the weekend. I was like, dang, he gonna run out of but anyway.
Yeah, remember that? Well, I guess it doesn't really matter. But yeah, I knew it could fly, but I was like you. The second they said Moff Gideon's still alive, and he said, oh, shit, the kid. I was like, oh, Moff Gideon got the kid. Yeah. I was expecting him to get back there and all the kids be dead and Baby Yoda be gone. And I kind of feel like I might have been okay with that. That might have added a lot more tension to the show. Right. But the little tracker thing is a cool idea, too.
Yeah, I like the angle they took because it showed he was Moff was kind of a step ahead of him. And I don't think it – almost felt like his intent wasn't to get the child then, but to track them. I don't know.
Wasn't that someone's prediction that he would get kidnapped?
That was mine, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But this makes more sense because now I think Moff Gideon knows where he's going.
Or has heard about where he's trying to go.
No, I think he knows, bro.
He has a tracker on him. Oh, you said no. Wait a minute.
He was trying to call you stupid, boy.
Wait.
He was saying, I was like, wait a minute. He was calling you out, Mike. He
I think he knows where he's going. I'm like, oh.
He said, you don't know what the climax like, part of the episode
no
is.
No shit, stupid. He has a fucking tracker. Of course he knows where he's going.
No, I think he knows he's going to meet up with a Jedi.
I got you. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's why I said, hold on. I don't mean it like that. But yeah, he knew before the tracker that's what he's going to do, which is why he put a tracker on him.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. And only because it goes back to that conversation that Pershing was saying that we need another subject. Mm-hmm. Now he's looking at it. He's like, well, we got Baby Yoda or we got Ahsoka. Which one would I rather have? Mm. He'd probably rather have Ahsoka.
I was thinking more of like, I can kill Ahsoka and take Baby Yoda, two birds, one stone, if they're going to her anyway.
I don't think he would just waste killing her. I don't think he would just kill her because they need more midichlorians. This is a child. There's only so much they can harvest from the child.
Which is what he said.
Right. Now you have an adult Jedi. So I'm telling you, like, this episode is setting up so much because now it's about to get a lot more serious because Mando is heading to where this Jedi has been hiding out. And Moff Gideon knows where he's going.
And I'm pissed about that because I'm like, she probably out here, you know, gardening. Having a good time.
Trying to live her best life.
You're bringing all this bullshit to my door. Mm-hmm. this little green baby that reminds me of a nigga I used to know.
I'm really excited to see who this Ahsoka chick is. I'm really excited to see this.
This is going to be very interesting. I guess we haven't finished, so I'll be quiet for a second.
But we can get to it as far as like the ending part. I mean, once we find out a mechanic was a snitch, and then we even kind of see some of Moff Gideon's plan as far as like the progression of the clones that we saw earlier at the base. And I honestly thought for a second before they panned out to all the rest of them, I was like, is he trying to recreate Darth Vader? Because
they were in black.
They did look like.
I was like, is he trying to rebuild the motherfucker? I was like, and just have him control him instead of him being just, you know, a Sith. Like,
it does lend to that because of his whole armor and stuff. But, yeah, it did look like Darth Vader, but I knew it wasn't. I don't know. I just like
the outfits, though. The outfits are sleek. Like, I can't wait to see it in action. Like,
yeah. I couldn't really, really tell because it was black. I didn't know what it exactly looked like. I got to go back and watch.
I thought we saw him last season.
Did we?
Or are these different?
So, no. So, those were Death Troopers. Right, so we saw them last season because Moff Gideon had some with him, if you remember. Yeah, he had like four of them.
Okay,
those are also in were they in Clone Wars? No, I'm sorry, they were in Rogue One. If y'all saw Rogue One, they were at the beginning of Rogue One.
Okay,
so I think what we're to expect is Death Troopers are kind of always with Moffs or whatever. The troopers we saw in this one were not Death Troopers. Those were referred to as Dark Troopers, which sounds nerdy and lame. Dark Troopers. So they're not actually people inside suits. They're actually droids.
Okay.
Mm.
So,
but they don't look like they were activated or anything.
Though. Yeah. No, they weren't
activated yet.
Yeah. Oh. Not yet, yeah.
But this is this is where shit's about to get fucking crazy because they're not like stormtroopers where they shoot and they don't hit.
You're right.
That's those motherfuckers hit.
Oh, they're droids, so they're not people.
Well, remember the old droids couldn't shoot.
They couldn't even shoot either.
The old skinny droids?
Like, it's almost a way to fix that whole joke.
Exactly. So because Mando has been getting by very easily until now. Mm-hmm. Moff Gideon has a fucking ship full of dark troopers. Basically, they're like tanks.
And he said, we'll be ready.
Oh, they are. Mm-hmm. Because now it explains how he took Mandalore. If he had a bunch of them with him, it would make sense. If he went with a fucking bunch of stormtroopers, there's no way he could have taken Mandalore from Mandalorians. Mm-hmm. But if he had dark troopers, because we haven't, they're in Rebels, so you'll see him at some point. But it's different versions of them. The ones that Moff Gideon has, I had to like dig around to even find if this was actually true or not. But there's rumors that they've somehow made them force sensitive.
Who?
The troopers.
That's what I was getting to as far as the whole like.
Is that the whole thing that? I'm sorry. I'm just totally interjecting.
No, I'm just saying like, is he combining the blood of that with them to make him even more supreme?
So that's what I don't know.
That's what it kind of lends to because you see the Snoke like thing in the tank, and then if you tie that to those troopers that you're talking about. are they trying to put that inside like of a those humanoid troopers?
You know what I mean? Well, no, because those things aren't suits. The dark troopers aren't suits.
They said they're droids.
They're, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So is it a way that you can combine it somehow?
So they, well, okay, so when they first had them, they were originally clone troopers, mm-hmm. like the old stormtroopers from Jango Fett and all them. They were originally them, but they were like cybernetically enhanced or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I think that was scrapped. And then they had like a version 2, which I can't, I don't remember all the details. I'm dorky, but I'm not that dorky. I don't remember the details. Then there was a version 3, which apparently were just impossible to stop. I don't know which version these are. I think they're like version 2 because they weren't that big. Mm-hmm. But again, these are not going to be things that Mando can just like bow, bow, bow and be done. Like, if he has a whole ship full of these, he's definitely going to need Ahsoka.
That's basically like an army in itself.
Oh, yeah.
Even just like having like 10 of them or whatever.
From what I remember from comic books, from what I remember about the comics, just having one of them can take out an entire village. Mm. Just one. Like, there's a comic book story about one of them showing up to this planet. Mm-hmm. And they dropped a fucking huge boulder on him. They set him on fire. They blew him up. Motherfucker was still coming. They had to like set off some kind of explosive, like multiple explosives, to get him to fucking stop.
What makes them that way? What are they made out of?
See, I don't know. I don't know. Like, again, I've read the comics, but apparently these are from like video games, and I don't play the video games.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, I guess I could have looked it up online and see if I can, but I don't have the time.
Who followed the video game? There's somebody on the show that followed the video game.
I've played the most recent one,
Jedi Fallen Order.
Yeah,
I gotta finish it. I haven't finished.
I haven't finished it either. But the story
so far is fucking
it's
dope.
Yeah, it's dope as fuck.
Yeah, I think they're trying to tie a lot of that stuff in together.
Oh, shit, I need to still play
that's
it.
That's what I'm saying. I gotta finish it.
Playing that shit, then. That shit's sweet. That shit is sweet.
I'm sure it is. That's why. Yeah. That's exactly why I don't play video games.
Yeah, that shit's
because I probably wouldn't be here right now. I'd probably be at the house playing this shit.
Yeah, Do you think this is like, with all this being said, and it's kind of leaning back to what Ashley and I was talking about last episode? Is this a way to make people watch everything else and or whatnot?
Like, yeah, you feel like you have to do homework now?
I kind of do now. That's what I'm asking, because now it's starting to feel like I got to do a little bit of homework.
I'm not,
but I feel like I do. And I don't particularly like that feeling.
To bring up the quality of the show for you as far as like understanding everything.
Yeah, like, I'm going to still tough it out. I'm going to still tough it out and see if I can figure this shit out without doing that. It's starting to seem like, based on you explaining stuff, it seems like, oh, man, play the video game, you'll know this. If you watch The Rebels, you'll know this. If you watch Clone Wars, you'll know this. And it's kind of like, and it's nothing wrong with this, I guess. I mean, if it's like cross-promoting.
Exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. Cross-promoting, trying to make you go watching these other things, which I guess is nothing wrong with that. But I don't want to be forced to do that.
You're not.
Yeah. No.
You're not forced. Is that a pun?
I noticed it was a pun after I said it.
That's why he had that pause.
Yeah, I had a pause. I was like, wow, that's a pun. I'm going to see if anybody catches that.
I don't think you will be, because I don't think the background of those things is going to make a difference.
Right. Okay. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah.
I want to go and watch it on my own merit. I just want to be like, you know what? I'm interested. I want to go see this. And I don't want you to force me to go see it. Like, it's the only word I can think of right now.
I get it.
I don't want to be forced to go see it to tie the story together. And I think that's what Ashley was saying. That's why she liked the writing, because they do a good job at telling the story without you having to do all the extra research. Mm-hmm. And I want them to continue down that path. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, if you want more, you should go and see this stuff, but you don't need it in order to still
I think
enjoy.
That's what they're doing. I think they're definitely going to use this to tie in the movies, the sequel trilogy, because like I said, they're now coming to the acceptance point of a lot of people hating those movies. Mm-hmm. And people used to hate the prequels until Clone Wars made the prequels make sense. Mm-hmm. I think that's what they're trying to do with this.
Right.
I don't think you'll have to know the background, but remember I told y'all, I feel like this whole season is going to be a whole bunch of fan service.
Right.
Because that's what the sequel trilogy fucked up on. Mm. That's what they're doing. It's like, here's this callback. Because the first season wasn't this heavy on callbacks, but this one is like, every episode is like 6 or 7 callbacks.
Right. I don't mind a fan service for episodes 1 through 6. right? Or I even say the newer ones. I even go that far. I don't mind the fan service for those. I mind the fan service for the things that I didn't know I was supposed to be paying attention to, like the Clone Wars and the Rebels, because it's a totally it's not live action.
It's not within the Star Wars.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, because isn't some of that stuff separate? Like the books and all that. Like that's some of that stuff. Yeah, is like,
but it's still canon. So that's
some of it is. See, so before this, the Dark Troopers weren't canon. They were in, I think they were in video games, but I don't know if the video games were canon. Yeah. You guys might know that before I would. Mm-hmm. I don't know if the video games were canon, and I don't think the comic books were canon. Mm-hmm. So that's why seeing them show up was actually, oh, I'm lying, because they were in, I just said that they were in, they were in, I'm talking about Dark Troopers, not Death Troopers.
Yeah.
I think Dark Troopers were in
Rebels. And Clone Wars is definitely in canon.
Yeah. I was just thinking to myself, I'm wrong, because I'm pretty sure that they were in either Rebels or Clone Wars.
So I guess I can give them that.
Yeah, I think that's the thing I like about what they're doing and all of these different ways of telling these stories is that they function really well as a standalone story. But the people that come in and do their other versions or tell their own story, they do find a way to kind of make reference to them and do that type of fan service without you having to go get that or need that knowledge. Like the whole thing about the Kessel, Planet Kessel. For people that obsess over that stuff, that helps them out. For me watching the show, you know, it's great just as is, and I don't need that at all. You know what I'm saying? So me hearing them talk about the planet was cool, but that whole them talking about the planet was them to fit something else that that for like diehard fans of the show. But it still functioned in the episode, you know, and it was fine. So
that's good writing in itself.
I feel
that.
Yeah, this whole M count thing is going to be interesting because we don't know what the fuck they're doing with it. So it's either they're cloning, Snoke or some other clones. I heard some people say that Moff Gideon is trying to get Baby Yoda and get this process down because he wants to be more powerful himself. Or they could be using it to do something with these troopers. But what I'm hoping we see next episode finally is I'm hoping we see Ahsoka, and I'm hoping that we're going to see some actual battle.
So now you're there.
Now where?
That's kind of where I was hoping that we kind of pivot towards that. So now you're there.
Yeah, but you were rushing it. You and Astor were rushing it.
I wasn't rushing it. I wasn't ready to. I wasn't there where you are now. You said next episode you hope we see Ahsoka. I wasn't there for this one. I just wanted to see more of a pivot towards which I said that they did the classic outline, but they still pivoted towards the end, like with the whole bringing Moff Gideon back and saying he's ready.
But I still think the pacing was fine and in terms of how they got there.
No. I agree. Yeah. I agree.
So they kind of hit that timeline that you were talking about.
Yes, they did. Episode. They actually did. I didn't think they were. It was what I'm saying. I was like, oh, here we go again. Another.
So I be telling y'all, man.
Just wait. Just chill out.
Look, I've been an advocate. I've been saying, look, man, they're not missing. Like, I stand by that.
But you and Astor also saying.
You heard what he said in the beginning. He said it was more of good. I never heard a nigga say this.
Right.
Like, a show, but it was a slight miss.
Like more of
a,
but yeah, right.
It definitely seemed like an underhanded compliment.
That's the balanced guy in me. You know what I'm saying? I'm able to teeter like that.
I'm definitely not rushing it, but I won't give a spoiler. Falcone told me the name of the next episode, and it's basically a confirmation that we're gonna see some shit.
Okay.
But I'm down for it. We just need
to see, like, because I was just like, man, if he's just taking a bunch of fucking stormtroopers,
it's gonna
continue being too fucking easy.
That'd be a good Black Friday present. After Thanksgiving. Didn't they do something like that last time? They played like two episodes, wasn't that?
Before the movie came out.
Yeah, right before the movie came out.
But wasn't that around holidays, right?
Yeah.
So that'd be cool if they did something like that. You know, made an extended episode.
This next one gotta be.
I don't feel like, based on what you guys are saying, I don't feel like they can do a 30-minute episode with Ahsoka in it.
Yeah.
I don't think so either. And I'm really curious to see if they're gonna show other Jedi and Ahsoka by herself. Yeah. Are we actually gonna see her fuck some shit up?
I don't know about that, cause you know when Jedi get older, they be on some weird other shit.
The only one that's done that is Luke.
Yoda was on that shit too. He was in a swamp.
He was hiding
in a swamp. He had to go to the swamp.
Yes.
Did you not see the movies?
I'm right. Just saying, bro. He Yoda. He could have found another spot. No. Obi-Wan was in the desert too. By the way,
Yoda did get busy, bro.
Yeah, Yoda got busy.
You know what I'm saying? Like they be just out on they don't really be trying to do shit when they get older. Luke was on the, drinking breast milk from a whale or whatever the fuck.
No, he's not. With the exception of Obi-Wan
still fucked up Darth Maul in under 3 seconds.
I said with the exception of Obi-Wan.
Okay, but who else we got? Luke, when he got older, he was still fucking shit up. He started a whole school. What are y'all talking about?
Well, I think he's talking about like when he ain't want to do nothing.
Yeah. I feel like
she had to convince him to come out and do something.
But before that, we can see that he was doing shit.
But that's not necessarily older, like guy. He was older, but not like chilling old.
What do you mean?
There's a timeline between like him. I was about to make the midpoint joke again. there was a timeline between him starting that school, right?
Yeah.
He was like, let's say he was like middle age, right? And then you got the timeline of when he settled down after the school, and that was like years later, right? Yeah. And he was a little older. Is that not
Kylo
not,
between the school shutting down
like
and Kylo
years.
Being no.
No, it's not. It's not.
It's like
years.
A year.
No, I'm saying like the same Star Wars trope is that we got
to
get the old
FIFO. I'm saving, trying to save you and shit.
And he wrong.
I'm just saying like it's the same trope. Like we got to get the old nigga back out because he, you know what I'm saying, he don't want to do shit no more.
That is, I mean,
they doing
right
it again. They did with Yoda. They did with Luke. They gonna do with Ahsoka. That's what I'm assuming.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
Basically,
why are you shitting on these people?
He's saying they have to call and pull him out of retirement.
Yes.
She's not retired. She never stopped.
We don't know that. We don't know.
We
what she,
do know.
We
she,
don't.
Let's
did,
stop.
Did
See,
you
here
want,
we go.
Nah, yeah. Fuck that.
No, I'm about
did
to
you
leave.
Watch Rebels?
No, I'm saying like
I'm about to leave.
I thought you were.
Bye.
In the episode.
Y'all about to talk about Ahsoka?
We have no. I'm saying I thought we didn't know what she's been doing since the third episode.
You be shitting on people for no reason, man. Talking about she old and can't do nothing, chilling.
I'm expecting that. That's what I'm saying. I hope I'm proven wrong.
But Yoda wasn't chilling. He had to hide. Nobody, they haven't shown anybody old and chilling. Nobody.
Yoda and Luke.
Yoda wasn't old and chilling. He had to hide because he was going to get murdered.
He had this conversation, but
in a blanket? He was in a warm blanket. His nest sort of day. He was like, I'm done.
God, I hate you. I hate that Rod is helping
Luke
you.
Get the best
and Luke was,
he
too.
Yeah. Luke
was basically just like Yoda.
He was sitting on a rock.
I'm not
meditating.
All right. All right.
In Pilates.
Hey, ain't nobody shitting on Yoda and him now. He not like he was in fucking the first episodes. Flipping around and shit.
Yeah, fighting Palpatine and shit. He wasn't that nimble.
He wasn't that nigga. Come on now.
Who was he supposed to do that to and with?
I don't know, but he wasn't that nigga. That's
there's
all I'm
monsters,
saying.
There's some monsters in that swamp. You should have got busy.
Oh, all right, any last thoughts on this episode? My last thought is I can't fucking stand y'all right now. I'm so glad Falcon's coming through next week.
Hey, glad to have him.
Hey, yeah, for sure.
Oh, well, you said you had... was that the spoiler you're trying to save for next week? You said something about...
Oh,
no,
yeah,
he told
say something.
No, he just told me that...
No, you said that you had something, a theory,
when
another
we got
theory.
To the end. Yeah.
Oh, the
yeah,
theory was just the... that it might be that they're trying to get these...
Dark troopers.
These dark troopers to have force sensibility. You know, they tried to do that with Grievous, and it never took. But that's why Grievous could use lightsabers the way he could.
So, going back to my theory of Moff Gideon... Would he then want that same power?
That's what I was saying earlier.
Okay.
Maybe, like it's a number of things that they could be doing with this trial. Mm-hmm. We don't know if it's to bring Snoke. We don't know if it's to assist with Palpatine coming back. We don't know if it's to give Moff Gideon himself the power. What?
Maybe his suit can handle it.
Handle what? Because we haven't seen that nigga out the suit.
The electricity and shit.
It's not the electricity. Remember, he was saying the blood itself. The voluntary.
But think about it like this. Maybe he is like a humanoid of those dark troopers.
He could be. That's maybe why he has
that
suit.
Oh my god! I just broke the code. Watch. Y'all think I'm bullshitting? I just broke the code. That motherfucker is it. That suit is what that fucking dark trooper is, and he's actually a human inside of that fucking thing that can handle force sensitivity. I bet you.
Mm. But the suit doesn't have anything to do with force sensibility.
So how do you?
I think that's what you're saying. Like he could channel it.
Yeah,
that's why he don't ever take it off.
No, that's never. That's
so how would the droids do it?
Then? I don't know. That's what I was saying.
That's
it's
what
never...
I'm trying to tell your ass. You don't know.
Yeah, listen.
But that's that finger. I'm trying to tell your ass. I'm trying to tell your ass, Mike. Because I don't think he himself is powerful enough to handle the Force or whatever. But that suit somehow can channel it. That way he can control. I guarantee that's what the fuck they're doing.
If that's what they're doing, I'm not going to like it.
Really?
No.
I think that should be cool.
And it'd be dope, bro.
If you use a suit to control the force, that is stupid.
Well, how is it? So you think it'll be stupid with the Dark Troopers?
Yeah.
So you don't want that to happen?
No.
Oh, but you do think it's going to happen.
I don't want to see a droid that's force sensitive. So, I don't want to see that.
But you do think that that's what they're going towards?
No. Okay, I said that's a possibility.
So you said it was a possibility, but it's not a possibility that you would want to happen.
No, I would not want
that
to happen.
I didn't know that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. I don't want that to happen. I want this to either be, you know, they're trying to help Gideon himself get more force sensibility, or this is them showing that this is how the cloning of force sensitive beings started, and that's how they got to Snoke. I'd rather them do that. If they're trying to make robots have the force, I'm going to be really annoyed. Really annoyed. Because we've already gone through that. They tried to do it with Grievous and it didn't work, and it shouldn't have worked.
Yeah.
But now if they're like, oh, we have this fucking exoskeleton suit that can control the force, I'm putting it, fuck y'all, man.
It might be cool.
Nah.
Okay, we'll see.
He has to be able to be force sensitive himself, because Darth Vader's suit was a mechanized suit, but Anakin had the force already. If he doesn't even have the force, and they're just like, well, he has this suit, and we can put the shit in the suit, and all of a sudden, now he's force sensitive, I'm going to be like, all right, bro, you guys fucked up.
Okay.
I don't think that's what they're doing, though. I don't think Dave Filoni is that shitty of a writer.
Okay, we'll see.
Yeah.
I hope not, bro. Well, I really hope not.
Well, if you guys are listening to this, there's other stuff dropping this week. His House, Hereditary, Spell, New Mutants. It's all Framesgiving week right here. So yeah, a whole week of reviews. This dropping, I think, on Tuesday. So
go to our Reddit and jump in the conversation.
Yeah. And we need some mods too.
We
to
do?
Help post the episodes. Yeah.
We were talking about that earlier, remember?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Nick don't be doing it.
I'll be trying to do it every now and then.
I didn't think it was like that many comments in there.
There's no comments because there's no posts.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But they're active. We just gotta give them stuff to be active.
And I was just joking. Yeah. Nick never said he was gonna do that, but yeah. There's no posts in Reddit.
So like, yeah, we need
some. They be posting and stuff in there. Shout out to everybody in that community. And if there's no any other thoughts on this episode.
Nah, be trying to go. He said, fuck this, I'm tired.
Please let us know your thoughts on this episode and everything going on in the series so far. FPS Podcast for Reddit and also IG and Twitter. But that'll be us for this week. Catch us next week. We out. Peace.
I really bet not see no fucking robot with the force, bro. I don't
mind seeing Gus being in an exoskeleton. Like, that's why I was like, bro, he don't never take off the suit.
No, that part's fine. But if he can only use the force because he has the suit, I'm going to be fucking irritated. Then he should be able to use the force without the suit.
But what I'm saying is, like, if it is an exoskeleton, like Darth Vader, like, it's not like it's just a suit. It's just a. Okay. He is the suit.
No, I get what you're saying.
Okay,
I do.
Like RoboCop almost.
Yeah. No. No, I get what you're saying. I just don't want that to be a thing where it's just like, oh, well, he couldn't use the force before, but he can now because he has a suit. And I definitely do not want to see these Dark Troopers running around fucking using the force. Now, if they can block the force, that would be cool. But if they're actually out here fucking, you know, moving shit.
And I wonder if it's a situation where
that
because.
Dope if it's an action scene, though. Like,
hell no.
Alright, Ahsoka gotta fight niggas who know the force, but she can't, you know what I'm saying?
She doesn't have to, they don't have to use the force for her to fight them because oh, that was the other thing. These suits can actually withstand lightsaber blasts or lightsaber hits. Damn. So that means she can't just walk up and just chop them in half. But if they actually start using the force and start moving stuff around, I'm gonna be fucking annoyed. It might still be cool to see. But it's going to be, they're breaking too many rules. They've already done that shit with the fucking sequel trilogy. I don't think Dave Filoni's going to do it too. But I guess we'll see. We'll find out.
I wonder if he needs that in order to, like, live. Like, if it's something that
like Darth Vader has.
Keeps him living.
Maybe that's why you want to get.
Because you remember what he said when he first got on the scene. You don't know how important this is to me.
And also, Baby Yoda already showed in the first season that he has healing powers. So he is
right. He was.
That's a good one.
I think he might be kind of dying or sick, and he needs.